Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. The pals are Arturo.
Hello everyone.
And Gurs.
Hi.
And I am your host, Ace. In today's episode, we're talking about Tassokare Hotel, a series that's only a handful of episodes in. Since this is based on a video game, we've decided to cover it using the three-episode rule. Like in previous podcasts about new shows, the synopsis won't be as detailed, so do check out the anime if we piqued your interest. It was animated by PRA, the studio behind Bikini Warriors, and Suki Pro, the animation.
Ooh.
And, like, four or five other things. Not a whole lot.
Yeah, but the Bikini Warriors is the highlight.
Tassokare Hotel currently has a My Animalist score of 6.80. Tassokare Hotel is a mobile game only released in Japan in 2017 until it got a re-release in 2022 for bringing it to PC as well in January 2024. It's still Japan exclusive. Saying all that, after I'd written all of that, I went looking about and it turns out that it did receive... Well, parts of it did receive an English translation on mobile, but they've since been removed from sale.
Nice. Just gonna love it when work goes to waste.
My short synopsis for this is, when you don't know if you're dead or alive, visit the Tassokare Hotel to work it out for yourself. Arturo, what do you have?
Falandaka to Kahara across the Tassokare Hotel, a place that those who are gravely injured go to realize whether they're still alive or dead.
And goes.
After Neko is stabbed, she finds herself in a weird hotel.
Yep. Short but sweet. Okay, this episode is Goz's turn to read the synopsis that he's written. So take us away, Goz.
Okay. We open on a girl bleeding out on the ground, stabbed with a knife, and we quickly shift the same girl waking up next to a hotel in the middle of nowhere. Is everything okay so far?
That is what happens, yeah.
After she meets the hot hotel manager, he expositions that the hotel is located between the world of the living and the dead, while she is a soul uncertain whether she is alive or dead. Yada yada, bim bum bum.
And yes, we refuse to elaborate why the hotel manager is hot. But we all have to collectively agree, like, it doesn't matter what, like, whether you...
The manager is objectively hot.
Yeah.
Yes, that's very well put. When she tries to register, she realizes she can't remember her name, and a less hot guy, Atori, leads her to her room where she is supposed to find objects to help her remember stuff and shit.
To clarify, he is less hot, but not hot.
He's still on the hotness scale.
But not in the same one.
She proceeds to smack herself in the face and banish the man outside in case he finds her collection of boys' love books.
Yeah, basically, this is two episodes in a row. Someone is in an unfamiliar place and slaps themselves.
By finding a ticket, we learn she was at a concert, and her name is Neko Tsukahara, and surprisingly, not Mushroom Head.
The tickets for an idol group with 365 members.
Yes.
How do you reinforce that stage?
Well, idols don't really weigh much. They can't.
But they're
really
dancing around. They're moving and jumping.
Yeah, no, only one moves at the same time.
But they, like, it takes 365 of them to basically weigh as much as a normal person. Anyway, while exploring the hotel, Neko harasses a maid, Ruri, and later ends up at the bar where she rudely stares at some disfigured people. She sees a woman with a TCG card for a head and decides to target her next, following her to her room.
Magic the Gathering card for it.
After snooping around Carhead's room and finding out her tragic backstory, Neko decides that sticking her nose into other people's business is fun and asks for a job at the hotel. That's the end of the episode one. Anything to add?
No. I kind of preferred this level of vagueness that we're going for. I just don't want to elaborate.
It will get people interested. I do have... No, I suppose I can bring this question up later.
Episode two opens on a man running away from something, and we cut as he is cornered by some people. Scary. And credits play. Da 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 da. Hotel. My Actually, hotel.
I quite like the opening song.
I did too. Not so much
the closing song, but the opening is pretty good.
After the credits, we open on Neko sucking at her new job and Atori pointing out how much she sucks. I wrote that down. After helping the manager with the front desk, she's approached by a man with pachinko ball head. Wants to invite people to play mahjong in his room as he can't lose his money playing British lottery in the afterlife.
Of course, he has said so many absurd things by this point that no one can know whether the pachinko head is real or not.
No, it's real. It's a theme.
Before this guy appears, the manager says, the hot manager, sorry, says that there's no guests. Even though at the bar in the previous episode, it was implied that there are other guests, they were all in their rooms. And then, like, almost immediately, we see Pachinko Head, who is a guest. It's like, are they guests or not, hot manager?
I assume that what the hot manager was saying is that there were no new hot guests, and no new, sorry, hot apparently, it's stuck in my head now, that there are no new guests coming to the hotel?
But I don't know, I just...
Does he know when someone's going to arrive?
Maybe they call in advance.
I think he means that he's kind of like manning the front desk, and when a lot of new guests pop up, so he's not implying that that there are no guests in the hotel currently, but that there are no new people coming in. Because I'm assuming after a catastrophic event like an earthquake or something that could injure a lot of people, the hotel must get dozens of visitors at the same time. So I think that's kind of like the contrast he's trying to make.
Okay, everyone. We're going to figure this out by the end of the episode with how everything works.
I'll just write on the whiteboard equals Tasukare Hotel. Now we need to work out the rest of the sum.
Yes.
I would get a cork board personally. And like
I already have the whiteboard. I'm not getting a whiteboard. I'm not getting the pins and string. No, I've already got the whiteboard. I've got pens. I've got everything.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. Do you, is it magnetic? Can you like stick little photos onto the whiteboard?
I have some blue tack for that.
Oh, blue tack is great. What were we talking about?
Tasukare Hotel.
The next day, Neko discusses a phone call in the ballhead's room with her co-workers and harasses Ruri some more. I'm not sure if I skipped ahead too much. I didn't really want to cover the game of Mahjong because it makes me feel bad feelings.
Now, this does bring me back to the question I alluded to earlier. Why does Ruri not like Neko? Like, From the instant they met, Neko goes, "Oh, you're cute," and immediately, like, Ruri hates her with a passion.
I think cute girls can like have a sixth sense for creeps.
Neko's in middle school; she's just a weird kid.
I mean, you like those two things aren't exclusive.
That is a good no. Actually, they're usually comorbid. But also, I got the feeling it's alluding more to maybe they might know each other in real life because of something that happens in the previous episode with the TGC card lady, where she confuses the character for another one. I think maybe it's similar that Neko kind of reminds her of something bad from her when she was alive, or at least in the living world.
Oh my god, I didn't notice that.
Okay, but anyway, carry on.
After serving the ballhead hamburger steak in his room, she helps him recover his memories. We learn that he ended up buried alive by the lawn sharks. He calls his mom to apologize for being a dickhead and checks out of the hotel because he's still alive, apparently.
Somehow.
He's convinced he's alive, therefore he must be alive, and he's, you know, about to die.
He's still alive, and then he's going to pop up at the hotel just a few seconds later.
He put on a snorkeling mask before he got buried. Okay.
When the episode ends, the end credits song comes on, and as I said, not that much of a fan. I'm not a big fan of it, no. It's kind of a bad song.
We open episode 3 on Neko wanting to get paid for the horrible job she's been doing.
No, you skipped something. We open, and immediately, Neko is perving on Ruri.
Oh, I must have blocked that out. Or maybe it just happened so much that I assume
it became second nature.
That's what it's going to be.
She's just staring out the window, not doing her job, staring straight at Ruri. It's like, I know. Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. She's a creep. She's a weird kid, and she's a creep.
Yeah, she's what we call an OG-san, an old man. Anyway, after she's told she sucks, she decides to handle the next guest herself, letting the hot manager to engage in workplace incompetence.
Be-ya.
She leads the flower-headed guest to his room and then quickly detect that he's a detective. Named Osoto.
No.
No?
No, we're cutting that one out.
It's not funny. I'm just saying no, because it's not funny.
Oh, I thought I got his name wrong. Okay. Do it well, then I don't care. As long as I got his name right. Having had her job basically done for her, she goes on a side quest to fix up some music in the bar and picks up a hand mirror as her reward, like a dumbass.
This will come up later.
I mean, she had a whole room of stuff to pick from, and oh my god, there's a mirror! It's shiny, shiny! I want that shiny!
It's Chekhov's mirror.
That's what I actually had that in my notes. Now you ruined it.
I'm sorry. I'll edit what I just said out.
It's fine. After catching up with the detective, we detect that things aren't as black and white as we thought, and the detective is actually a kill detective. Kill detective? Oh god! He takes Ruri hostage, but with the help of Chekhov's hand mirror and teamwork, he's kicked out!
Chekhov's hand mirror, that's so clever.
That's the first time I have ever heard that phrase, Gorse.
That's such a great joke.
Thank you. In the aftermath, Ruri is thankful, for being saved. And Osoto comes back to the hotel because he can't remember whether he's alive or dead. The end.
Oh no, we can't let this murderer stay here. Well, actually, we can. Oh, okay.
I mean, I do appreciate that the hunt manager was kind of impartial about the whole thing, because since he's obviously... I've wondered if the hunt manager is human or not, right? Because we don't know yet. But he just seems so nonchalant. Like, I mean, yeah, he's a killer, but he still needs somewhere to rest.
Yeah, the two people in the bar, they're clearly not human beings, so... And the hot manager, although he doesn't seem to know everything about the hotel, he does know the most stuff about the hotel.
It kind of reminds me of that Penny Farthing Ghost Rider.
So, was this a good adaptation?
It had the same characters, and from what I got to see, the same story.
Yeah, from what I've seen, it appears to be following the story from the game. There are fewer puzzles in the anime, but that's because it's an anime. So based on the first three episodes, is it a Yata, Nani, or a Baka, Arturo?
Yata, hunt manager.
Of course.
Yeah, hunt manager. I mean, Yata, I did enjoy it. I thought it was entertaining.
Is it a hot manager, an Atori, or a kill tech tip?
Hot manager.
For me, it was a Yata. I really liked it. It moves at a good pace, has some decent mysteries presented for the rest of the anime going forward. So would you like to keep watching it?
I definitely will. But as most things, I'm going to need to learn more Japanese because I've been learning. And just catching a lot of the words on this one got me so excited about how much I've learned that now I've made up my mind. No more anime. Well, at least not anime in my personal time.
So you're not going to be on any more episodes of the podcast. That's sad.
Oh. No. It's okay. I'll still be here. In spirit. No, I'm just kidding. No more anime for my day-to-day, because I've been trying to watch a little bit more anime, but I'm going to try to learn Japanese first. But yeah, this is definitely at the top of the list. I even wishlisted the game because I want to play it when I learn the language.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd watch more of it. Sorry, what were we going to say?
I was going to say, and goes.
Yeah, I'd watch more of it.
Yeah, I'm really interested in how did she get here and why? And what's going to happen with the kill detective?
Maybe he's going to kill someone.
So, actually, no, I forgot that I made a note about at one point the kill detective is, he remembers being stabbed and then his body reacts to it and he starts bleeding and he passes out. And then they're told by hot manager that nothing can hurt you in the hotel. So why does he try to murder Ruri?
In defense, I think that's a very easy fact to forget when you still feel very much alive, right?
Okay, fair. But anyway, that brings us to the end of the episode. Thank you for joining me, Arturo and Goz.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge. And better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGreen.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Greencast podcast. Until next time, game on.